One of the results of the spread of unionism throughout the various trades has been to put the workman in a better position to make terms with his employer, to preserve his independence of character. He is now able to drive a bargain and does not have to accept a dole. Formerly, employers were too often in the habit of regarding their men as so many machines or units of labor, and those of them who felt humane instincts thought they fulfilled their whole obligation if they gave an occasional extra remuneration or bonus or conferred some benefit which they regarded as a gratuity. But the workman of modern time demands as his due a fair day's pay for a fair day's work, and that he shall get a reasonable share of the product of his toil. What he seeks is honorable employment, not slavery. He wants fair dealing and justice, and not charity or patronage.